for this evening. We have Heidi Longo representing the Kentfield Unified School District. And she's here this evening requesting a use permit to allow the Kent Middle School to be able to use the Branson School campus for their eighth grade retreat that will be held on November 25th and 26th of this month while the Branson School is out, or the Branson School is closed for Thanksgiving break. No. Since the Branson School will be closed during this time, and because the proposed use wouldn't generate more student traffic than what is currently allowed for the school, staff is recommending town council approval, a resolution 2135 to approve this use permit. With that, I will conclude my presentation and I'm available to answer any questions you may have.
Can you talk about the expectation that students would arrive in collectibles? Why is that the expectation?
The expectation is based on speaking with the representative from the Kent Middle School in terms of their past practice of the use on that campus. It appears as though the Kent Middle School has been utilizing the Branson campus for the past couple decades. That's the current practice and protocol, is that the students arrive in carpools. The representative from the Kent Middle School is here and she's available to speak to this as well.
Okay. Would you mind doing so? Maybe could you, I don't know how long you need, but 5 minutes?
Whatever you
want. Or less. I guess my question is just really, how does that work? Is it organized, the carpooling?
Yes. So we have been doing it for many years and it's actually very well organized. I actually greet the students at Branson, so that when they arrive, the cars come in actually in part, usually like pairs. They send off the cars staggered so that the community isn't inundated with a lot of cars all at once. I stand at the top of the stairs of the administrative building and I see approximately two cars come in, they pull in, the kids get out, they leave.
And my question is more about how they get into carpools. Is it up to families to organize those carpools?
We have a parent volunteer that coordinates all of the carpooling at the Kent campus, at Kent Middle School.
So do the kids arrive at Kent Middle School and then from there they get into carpools?
Mm-hmm.
And the carpools are what, 4 or 5 students or however many with the
Are students
allowed to avert from that situation?
Are they allowed to just
come on their own if they don't
want to go? Only if they've written permission from the parents that they submitted the previous week.
How often does that happen?
There's usually maybe 2 or 3 students that will ride their bike or walk.
And do the parents get noticed if you're driving through a residential neighborhood and or what route to take to avoid, for example, you can't turn a left on Shady Grove?
Yes. So as far as I remember, they go on Norbom from the Kent area. So they don't actually go onto Sir Francis Drake and then because they can't take the left at the church, I think, between certain hours.
So they go down Alleyway, essentially, Shady Lane. Or you're saying Glenwood up top? Go down Lomenas?
I think so. And then it turns into another street.
Okay. Yeah. Does anybody have any questions? Is there anything else you want to tell us?
We just really enjoy being in the Branson campus and we have a really good relationship with David Schneider and the staff there. It's been an arrangement that's worked really well with very little impact. As far as I see it on the campus, and it's been a lovely way to be able to have the students experience the curriculum in a different setting.
Okay. Is there a fee? Just Kent Middle School kids pay for Branson?
Yes, we pay a facilities fee and then we pay for custodial fees, and we also pay for the food service.
What's the facilities and custodial fee?
We don't.
Or the facilities fee?
I don't have those numbers with
me. Do you know the total fee?
I think it ends up being about $10,000 approximately, and it really is dependent on the number of students and how the food cost is really the greatest cost, I think, per pupil. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Does anybody have any other questions?
Sorry, but just one quick question. How often does this happen?
It's once a year. Every year for 25 years is what I think.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. Would you mind announcing your name, even though we all know it?
Peter Nelson, Circle Drive. I just wanted to speak quickly to the fact that having been a Kent parent and witnessing it on that end, and also living on the Branson campus and witnessing the traffic on that end, that it's immaculately organized on both ends, and that there's a complete attention to detail in terms of who comes and how they get there, and it's organized. And I've witnessed this arriving at Branson on Branson end 10 years firsthand, and there's absolutely no issue of traffic or anyone mismanaging the volume and the way things are organized. I can't emphasize that enough because particularly David Snyder and the staff are very attentive on when there's meetings or events or off-site presentations that there are people unfamiliar with the location, and they're very attentive to directing people where they should go and shouldn't go, and I think it works flawlessly. Thank you.
Okay, is there anyone else that wants to speak on this item? Bring it back to council. Is there any comments or deliberation?
I have a couple of comments. You know, the state doesn't bring more traffic than the school, but it actually brings new traffic because it's a day when there shouldn't be any school, and it would have been a day when there's no traffic, basically, except for neighbors. So I think it's kind of misleading to say it doesn't increase traffic. It does. There would be no traffic if this weren't happening. And that sort of gets to the use permit that, you know, was set up so that the school could thrive in a residential neighborhood, but not unduly burden the neighborhood with traffic. And so to that end, you know, events, the Branson facilities are supposed to be limited to Branson events. And Branson Rural schools use the Branson facility sometimes. I think that's been really well received, and that's very local. And in some ways, this is actually a qualitatively different use. This is, I mean, I love Kent Middle School, so whatever you want, but it's really the principle that this is called kind of a qualitatively different use of Branson facilities. It's outside of the use permit. It's not Branson using it. It's not a little bit of a stretch of law school. It's an outside institution. Maybe school or nonprofit, but it's an outside institution. And so the question is, should Branson's facilities be used as an event venue for outside institutions? And certainly not by the use permit. And maybe it's something that's reasonable, but I just think we should be aware that this isn't, you know, regular. And I think it's kind of disappointing. It's been happening for 25 years and never knew. And I think it's disappointing that this permit, this request is being asked for 11 days before the event, which is already advertised and planned. So I think it's important to follow the use permits. And I know this is the request for an exception, but it's kind of more of an acknowledgement of not following the use permit.
I will echo those comments. I wholeheartedly agree. Obviously, you know, when an event, you know, we don't want to do this at Kent Middle School, it doesn't feel right, so we kind of get put in a no-win situation where, you know, I probably will support this decision. I know I'm inclined to vote in favor of it, but it's not a great situation for us to be put in. It's not fair. And so residents should have a break from traffic during the holidays. That was always contemplated. And for 155 people to come in, it's great. I'm happy to hear about the carpooling. It makes me feel a lot better. And yet, you know, whereas when I go to, for example, the wine auction, I know that that's a small neighborhood. There's no sidewalks, and I need to drive really slow because I know of it as an issue. Residents in Kentfield might not probably don't know that as much of an issue. And I don't agree with Mr. Nelson that it doesn't create traffic. It absolutely creates traffic. And we do hear from other residents in the community that can claim that traffic events and, you know, has dramatically increased because there's more events and there's more stuff happening. So I think a lot of people feel fine with the amount of traffic, and that's one thing, but it just is frustrating to me that things are managed and violated in this way, and we're kind of getting forced to just go across it. So, my God. Is there a motion?
And one other point, you know, the residents are making money on their facilities. That kind of throws me the wrong way, too. I get the jet fee and the food fee, but the facilities fee, it just feels like, you know, that wasn't the whole intention when the 78 use permit came out that, you know, set some various conditions.
Okay, should we,
but this is kind of lost. I mean, I'll move to support.
Okay, is that a motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, let's take the vote. Councilmember Cool?
Aye.
And Councilmember McMillan?
Aye.
Councilmember Robbins?
Aye.
Councilmember Russell?
Aye.
And Mayor Breckus?
Aye.
And the motion passes unanimously.
And then we'll move on to item number 16, which is 39 Fernhill Avenue's permit amendment, number 19-0004.
Similar to the last item that we heard, the Raw School Parent Teacher Organization is requesting a use permit as well to host a temporary fundraising event at the Branson campus for their Wine Fest. This event would occur on February 28th of 2020. We have Caroline Weinstein that's here this evening who submitted the application on behalf of the Ross parent-teacher organization. As you indicated during the last discussion item, the Ross School has utilized the Branson campus for similar community events, and therefore staff is recommending approval of this use permit for this one-time event, and therefore requesting approval of Resolution 2136. Accordingly, I'm available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. So, any questions? Heidi, has the law school asked for similar use permits in the past?
Yes, there have been less than 10 staff reports that I've found in the record requesting for the use of the Branson campus for similar fundraising events. And I believe I've included the minutes of those meetings.
Okay, why don't we open up the public discussion? Unless you have any questions. Anybody wants to go ahead
and Peter Nelson, Circle Drive. I just wanted to clarify, you know, my remarks may have misunderstood. I wasn't saying that it would be any traffic generated. I'm just saying that my experience with events like this, which have happened in the 10 years that I've been there, are very well organized, so that it's a lot of carpools. It's very organized. The traffic volume is not huge. It's just, in my opinion, that's just my opinion. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak
on this? Sorry, just had a quick question. Again, is this an annual thing?
So the Wine Fest is a biennial event, so every other year. And based on the town's past records, it appears as though the Ross School does host events every other year at the Branson School. Sometimes there's been greater gaps in the breaks, but consistently there has been, you know, events every 1 to 3 years.
Okay. Is there anything you want to discuss, or is there a motion?
I'm happy to make a motion to support.
Second.
Okay, Councilmember Cool?
Aye.
And Councilmember McMillan?
Aye.
Councilmember Robbins?
Aye.
And Councilmember Russell?
Aye.
Mayor Breckus?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, we'll move on to item number 17, amendment number 19-003, and consideration of adoption of resolution 2137.
So for our trifecta Branson discussion, this next item speaks to the existing Branson School use permit. At last week's town council meeting, there was a report that was provided to the town council regarding the ballot initiative that's planned for the March 2020 election regarding the grants, regarding a code modification that could allow for up to 420 students in a residential zoning district. During this time, within the report, there was a discussion about the history of Branson. And as indicated in that report on May 11th, 1978, the town of Ross Council granted the Branson School a use permit to allow the operation of a school for up to 320 full and part-time students. During this use permit approval, there were a variety of conditions of approval that were approved or required. One that limited the cap of student enrollment to 320 students. And there was also a condition of approval related to annual reporting, and that by October 15th of every year, the school has to provide a report identifying how many students are enrolled, how many students live in Ross, as well as other events that occur on the property. So what was identified in that elections report is that the Branson School does have some history of exceeding the 320 student cap. And there's a provision in the town zoning regulations that allows the town council to look at previously approved conditions of approval related to use permits and modify those conditions if the town council finds merit in those modifications. Specifically, the code section says that a condition may be modified if one or more of the conditions upon which the approval was approved have been violated or not have been complied with. The town doesn't have a lot of instances where the Branson School has exceeded its enrollment, but it's happened a couple times or a few times. So therefore, staff is just proposing to modify the existing condition of approval just to strengthen the condition slightly. To require a signed affidavit under penalty of perjury that is true and correct to ensure that the school does not exceed 320 students. Staff finds that this modification is consistent with the provisions of the zoning regulations that would allow for this slight tweak of this existing condition of approval. Therefore, staff is recommending the town council approve resolution 2137 approving this modification of accordingly.
The typo is fixed in the resolution.
The typo is correct, yes. It has been fixed and updated. So it's a little grammatical error. But I'm available to answer any questions you may have.
Does anybody have any questions? Should we open up? Does anybody want to speak on regarding this item? Okay, not required. Bring it back to council.
Yes. I think that the town's interest here, there are two things we want. We want honest accounting. And this would accomplish that. Now we also want respect and compliance with the use permit. And I wonder if we might consider something in addition to the penalty of perjury, and that is that some provision that says that if the enrollment exceeds the cap, 1 year, that it needs to be less than the cap the next year. And if it's not possible to correct it the next year, then maybe the second year. And if that change isn't correct, if that excess isn't corrected, then the cap gets dropped by 2 or 3 or whatever it was. And I think it might do two things. One is it would actually guarantee that there's compliance, not just accurate reporting, but compliance. But the other is, I suppose there's a year where, it's up 1 or 2 because, something happens. Maybe somebody moves in June. And the school really needs to have that parent's kid in the school for some reason. Then maybe it's up 1 that year, then it's down 1 the next year. I don't mind a little bit of flexibility, but I mind excess. I don't think it's correct to exceed the cap. So my proposal would be to work on this a little bit more. I think the penalty of perjury is fine, but then I suggest working on this a little more and considering an enforcement where if it's over the cap by two or whatever amount, then the following year, or perhaps within the following 2 years, it must be below that. And if that doesn't happen, then the cap gets decreased. Otherwise, we have the same situation over and over where there might not be compliance with the use permit, but what's the town going to do? We're not going to, like, take grants in the corridor. I mean, there's nothing to do. This way, it gives grants actually a little bit of flexibility, but it also gives the town its cap of 420 or 320 or whatever it is. So that would be my suggestion, so we add something like that, and I think the wording would be, have to be worked out, so I mean, I don't think we could do it right now, but that would be my suggestion.
I would support that, but I think we should order it in that separately, different. That is me.
If it's the desire of the council to consider that modification, we could continue this item to this summer meeting and have the language be considered.
I think we're over-legislating and overthinking this thing. It's obvious to me that what happens is that Branson doesn't have total control of how many of those they extend opportunities to enroll. So sometimes they're going to be a little over, sometimes they're going to be a little under. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't mind requiring them to do the reporting on the penalty of perjury, but I think going any further than that is overthinking this issue.
I don't know if I agree with that, Beach. I mean, I think that it could explain an open enrollment, you know, sometime back historically where that happened. But once it happens 1 year, you then say, hey, we're moving to a waiting list because we need to comply with a use permit. And guess what, parents? If you get a wait list, understand that because we've got this limit, we can't, you know, have over enrollment. I mean, it's no different than colleges or boarding schools. They've only got a certain amount of beds, so they can't really overpromise. They have to go on a wait list and roll you off. And I would agree that, like, you know, you can find with your idea that you could have an exception. You have a kid who has an extreme hardship, right? You left for mental health reasons and now can return, and that takes a little bit of time. I don't think you need to be so rigid that you would never be understanding. But at the same time, you know, I don't think they should be, you know, that voters prove it at 420 and then really Branson gets decided it's 420 or 430. I just think that's wrong. There needs to be rules, just like we deliberated and put in place these permit rules on how many people can enroll at preschool. So, I think there has to be some mechanism that has some teeth, and I commend staff for coming up with this. Although really a signed letter from the school should be a truthful statement at all times, but I'm not against the idea of considering some mechanism so that we don't, the goal is not to punish, the goal is just to get compliance. And because we're getting letters from residents saying, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do about, you know, how this is going to happen? It's only fair that we are able as town leaders to say, you know, we've got a procedure, and this is our procedure. And I don't think Branson should, and I doubt they do object to something that would do just that. You know, that it might be a problem that you know they didn't realize was a problem before, but they all realize it's important going forward to put some different expectations on the people so that everybody feels good about the place of Branson in this community. So, do you have an opinion on either something like that or whether this needs to be an item,
rather than
another agenda item?
Yes, I think there's consensus among the council that they don't want to adopt tonight's language, but moving in the direction was mentioned by Councilman Robbins, that I recommend you continue the matter to the December meeting, and we can work language to bring back for you at the December meeting to encapsulate at least the concept you're talking about, and then you can review that language at that meeting and make any adjustments you think are necessary.
That seems more fair because the comment and suggestion came after you know, all the time, maybe Brent's going to have time to weigh in on it. I don't think the issue is the 320 or 323 or 327. I don't think that's the problem. I think the problem that we're hearing about is all the activities and the events and, you know, the constant stream of visitors and MCAL games, et cetera. So maybe there's also an opportunity, if we continue this, to try to delve into what activities were allowed in 1978 that the use permit contemplated, so that we have a benchmark to make sure that the activities that are going on now are basically the same in number as the activities that were going on in 1978.
And that might be a continuation from beyond December. Is it possible that we can pass this, since there's support for this, that we pass this, and then if that takes longer than December, bring it back in January, or if it's a quick change, what would be your recommendation if any there?
Well, let me just touch upon that issue. At least what the staff was intending to do is, so on the issue of the previous uses and what uses were there next, and I think that's going to take a little bit longer than the December meeting to figure out how to address that issue. And at least what the staff was to wait for the election in March, and assuming that the issue passes, we would assume they're going to come in with a use permit amendment and address that issue as part of that amendment process. If it doesn't pass, then we could also be ready to raise the issue on our own as it relates to the conditions and the use in 1978. I just don't think we're going to be able to figure it out by December. So that was our game plan, but of course for considering.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. So at that time, I mean, you're right, once, assuming that the 420 cap gets approved by the community, I think that a key issue is going to be how do you ensure traffic neutrality, and what's the penalty if that doesn't occur. So there are some broader issues, I suspect.
Okay, so
there's one thing about the use that you're bringing up, Julie, is regardless, if there are to be any changes, I think realistically they will be implemented next fall, because unless we're talking about all school programs, and so it would make sense to address that fairly early in order to be ready to address it in March or April, because then there would be some direction for the fall. If there are to be changes.
Well, but the changes would come with a use permit that changes to recognize a larger school. So, you know, I agree with what you're saying. You're saying we should be ready, but I mean, Brandon's in the audience, and I'm sure they're hearing us loud and clear, which is there are people wanting to know how many activities happened at the time of that and what the increase is. To understand and judge. I'm not on this street, so I can't actually judge and say I've been here for 10 years and the activities are increasing, but some people are saying that. And so that would be important to us, and I'm sure that they realize it would not be the wisest thing to come in with an increased use permit and just say, we're not getting any data. So I'm not against what staff's plan was in terms of delaying this for the revision. So with that, is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll move then that we approve use permit amendment number 19-00003.
I think that the thought was maybe we pass this, and as to putting any other, well, you can make whatever motion you want, but I thought that the discussion went in line with the idea of let's pass this, and then if we want to modify certain things, we do so either if the ballot passes, when they come in for the revised.
And then we're talking about the number. The number, the number.
Can he make his motion?
Okay, sure.
Right, yeah, I was just going to make a motion to pass this, and then we can discuss afterwards in the council, future council items.
Go ahead.
So I was going to propose that we approve use permit amendment number 19-0003 and that we adopt resolution number 2137.
Second.
So I thought you were proposing that you come back and add additional wording to this. What was your proposal?
We have a motion, point of order, we have a motion in front of us.
So let me make sure I understand.
Can't you discuss it? It's made and seconded. Can't you make a comment at that point?
Can you just restate your motion so I can hear it, so I make sure.
Okay.
Well,
I don't mind you asking a question, I think you can discuss on a future council items if we agree this item.
Once the motion is made and seconded, there can be discussion about that motion, and then someone's called for voting and called for it. So I think if there's been a motion, there's been a second, and
so
then
can
you can ask a clarifying vote.
So then my question is, were we thinking we would approve this and then you'd come back in December for additional wording? Or were you suggesting you could come back in December for the whole thing?
What I was suggesting was, if you want to consider the path that you laid out about having some sort of enforcement mechanism in the condition, that we would continue tonight's motion, not approve it, to December, so you can consider that alternative language that you've been discussing.
I guess, but what I made a motion to do is the opposite, which is to approve this and then come back to correct later to what happened. That's the correct.
Ben's
call the question.
Okay. Councilmember Kuhl?
Aye.
And Councilmember McMillan?
Aye.
Councilmember Robbins? And Councilmember.
No vote would mean we didn't pass it and we would then continue.
You're voting to continue, correct?
No, this is a vote to approve.
To approve, okay.
So, aye.
And Councilmember Russell?
Aye.
And Mayor Breckus?
Aye.
All right, motion passes.
Okay. We are now on to item number 18. Did anybody receive any possible correspondence? One of them. intentions.
Depressing.
Well, and I also was thinking of asking if we could get the Shady Ladies to sing during the cocktail portion and maybe liven up it up a little more.
We could check. Yeah. We did that one year, it worked really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hit too. Okay, so are there anybody else have a correspondence on chat?
We also received an email from our PG&E or our CPUC liaison asking for comments.
To meet.
Yeah, or to meet. Anyone wants to
see that? The CPUC?
Staff was looking to do it at a staff level, but that council, they, if council members want to also meet, they sent it to everybody, is what I could tell.
Okay, and what about future council items? Does anybody have a future council item?
I'm not sure it's a future council item. But in some form, I'd like to find out what's going on with the planning for the bridge.
The Corte Madera, or Winship?
Yeah, Winship Bridge.
Okay, we'll have a town council, I'll put that council email.
And
we've
talked about this. I think we need to have a lessons learned from the PSPS power outage, communications, charging. Do we need to provide people with radios? You know, the lack of communication is really disturbing, not only coming in, but also going out. So I'm hoping that we can have that on the agenda in December.
It is on the agenda.
Awesome. Yeah. My request is to, as you all heard from the mayor's report, I was hoping that we could also get updated on the cell tower coverage and get a better understanding of what that was like. And then, you know, now that things have kind of calmed down, I think we need to think about, you know, reminding people to continue. I mean, they should have radios, they should have, I get that.
I don't mean radios, I mean like walkie-talkies, so that a resident on each street, one resident has a radio where they, if they have an emergency in that neighborhood, they can contact the police or fire. That's the most disturbing thing. No one can contact anyone.
Shouldn't we call contact Mr. Flavis about this?
I have already contacted him, and he's working on it.
Well, and I'd also like to see, you know, an item discussing things like I got solar battery chargers for my cell phone, you know, and just reminding people of more safety things they can do.
So then for an agenda item, we should put these from that on in December, next month, to talk about who will make the additional changes for the part of the permit that has to do with enrollment.
Okay, you need two people to support that.
Is this a penalty issue?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is that something staff thinks they can do by the December?
Because this is the enrollment piece or the piece on
the
penalty?
Piece, not the activities.
Not the 320 question.
The 320,
right. Yeah, it's the 320, yes.
So the other cap is.
Yes.
The 320.
You could bring that to the December meeting.
Okay. The other item, I believe we already have it on the December, is the generator issue, right? Is that on for? Just an informational item.
I have it in the, it's in the morning after tomorrow.
What?
It's in the morning after tomorrow.
But
you're saying the noise.
Reviewing and modifying generator.
The noise.
Or noise, or is it how soon? Is it reasonable to expect something like that to come before?
So then the noise ordinance update would probably be early in 2020, but if you would like an informational item regarding generators, we can expand upon what's going to be in the morning after tomorrow.
We actually can.
If you'd like. We've basically put together a fact sheet of the town's requirements regarding generators. But in terms of the noise ordinance, I mean, we could do something very specific, but if you want the noise ordinance in its entirety, then we could probably bring it back in January for that.
Well, my suggestion would be, even if you're not bringing an ordinance back, that we have an item on the agenda on December, which might give staff further direction for how you bring it back, so that we can discuss it as an agenda item.
We could definitely bring it to the council in December to discuss what our current regulations are and how we would like to proceed forward with it. Yeah, we have a whole longer list of zoning items that we're working on.
Is this revisit as part of the power outage, or is this something separate?
As part of the power outage. So you just want to have a broader PSDS item, that's fine with me too.
And that would encompass noise ordinance.
Generators.
And Tesla batteries.
So it sounds like there's two council members willing to agendize that topic. Even if it's preliminary review. Anything else?